November is being observed as National Science and Technology Month. Under the theme, Technology and Innovation, Stimuli for Health, Wealth and Wellness. The month of activities launched at the Scientific Research Council, the SRC, on October 26, served to educate the public on the importance and relevance of science and technology to the development of the society. Executive Director at the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, says science plays a critical role in the development of any country, noting that the aim of the month's activities is to change the perception of how many Jamaicans view science.
Making science and technology a bit more understandable and relatable, in a sense. Persons seeing science unfold in their eyes and not just reading about science and technology. Not seeing scientists as persons in lab coats and thick glasses, but people are making a difference in our country. People contribute to the development, people contribute to the direction, as well as the policy framework of our country.
The activities got underway October 30 with a church service at the Saxthorpe Methodist Church on Constance Spring Road in Kingston. Then, come November 3, there will be the Jamaica Library Services Tech Fest at the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Library on Tom Redcombe Avenue. The Faculty of Medical Sciences Conference will be held from November 6 to 8 and will focus on health and management.
We then move to the SRC National Science and Technology Conference on November 14th and 15th. We have a number of partners on board. A lot of emphasis for our conference will be based on the use of indigenous knowledge systems, as well as innovation management. How do we support innovations? What is the role of the scientists in this entire process?
One of the highlights for the month is the National Innovation Awards on November 16, where contributors to the research, science, technology, innovation, and entrepreneurship fields will be honored. On November 24, the SRC will host its Science in the Gardens event at the Hope Botanical Gardens in Kingston. Dr. Riley says the event promises to be interesting and educational, as well as exciting. He's inviting members of the public to come out and support the day's proceedings, which will run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. In the meantime, the government will be putting policies, laws, and regulations in place to foster the development of the local science and technology sector. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the move is critical in creating the enabling environment that will increase the contribution of science and technology to national progress.
Which includes strategies to bolster our capacity for research and development and for applying science and technology for practical and productive uses.
Dr. Wheatley says the strategies are crucial to laying the foundation for the long-term transition to a knowledge-based society and innovation-based economy that is globally competitive. He's encouraging Jamaicans to use Science and Technology Month as an opportunity to learn more and interact with the country's scientists, innovators, and entrepreneurs.
Let us commit to ourselves not only for the month of November to science, technology, and innovation, but let it be a way of life, because the opportunities are there for us to really, as a country, truly move from poverty to prosperity. Let this S&T month be one of the more successful ones, and not only limit it to the month of November, but make it become now a part of our way of living, for us to fully embrace, truly embrace science and technology.
The month-long celebration is being spearheaded by the SRC and the National Commission on Science and Technology under the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Partners include the University of Technology, University of the West Indies, Northern Caribbean University, Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, Department of Science and Technology in South Africa, and the University of Alicante in Spain.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.